Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, we've spent some time talking about lying and deception. And there never was a more devilish thing than lying, trying to deceive. There never was a more ungodly thing. And the sad thing is that there are so many people that call themselves Christians that downplay it and make like it's not, well, you know, we've all told little fibs, and even teach their kids to go to school and tell a lie. I tell the coach a lie or tell the principal a lie. Well, you know, sometimes a little white lie is better. You don't hurt people. And that is devilish. That is completely ungodly. And if you're going to grow up, you have to set your heart, you have to set your face that I am not a liar. I do not deceive. I either tell the truth or I stay quiet. Sometimes people have pushed me about certain things, and I've said, well, they said, well, what so-and-so? I said, well, I didn't say. They said, well, I know you didn't say. That's why I'm asking you. What is it? I said, I didn't say. You don't have to answer every question. But what you do say better be the truth. Or otherwise, you're compromising your own spirit. You're undermining your own integrity and aligning yourself with the one who invented lying. The father of lies. No, no. Jesus, he is the way. He is the what?
Truth.
The truth. The word of God is called the word of truth. The spirit of God is called the spirit of truth. Say it out loud. I love the truth.
I
only speak the truth.
I will not lie.
No matter what it costs me. I will not lie. Now friends, if you hadn't got this settled in you, oh, dear Lord, I mean, if you yield to lying, you've got the door wide open for the enemy to destroy your marriage, to destroy your business, to destroy your finances, on and on and on. Shut the door. I said, shut the door. Now skip down just a few verses more and you'll see it specifically talks about this. In this same chapter, he said, verse 25, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we're members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. See, keep that whole passage, the flow of it in mind. Is yielding to your temper giving place to the devil in your life? Is lying giving place to the devil in your life? Absolutely. Do you want the devil to have place in your life? What does he do when you give him place in your life? He steals. He kills. He destroys. Well, I don't want the devil killing and stealing and destroying my life. Well, then control that temper. And watch that mouth. And tell not one more lie. Ever. Right? And shut the door. And give the devil no place. Now, we see that the keys to growing up are truth and love. And we talked about the truth and we've talked about love, but I want to go further today. In last session, we talked about that one of the real indicators, in fact, be turning back to 1 Corinthians 3. One of the real indicators of how mature one is what it takes to upset you. What it takes to make you mad. Babies, it doesn't take much to upset them, does it? Your balloon got popped. Man, to some little ones, you know, they got this little balloon. What? Somebody gave it to them. What's it worth? A penny? Probably not. And they're having the biggest time, and pop! A lot of times, what do you hear next? Man, you would think something major had happened. But on the scale of important things going on the planet, Where does that rank? It ain't. It'd be hard to find it, wouldn't it? I mean, but to them, it's enough to wail and scream and carry on about. Well, you don't have to be three to do that.
That's right.
You ever seen a 40-year-old?
Oh, yeah.
Carry on?
Oh, yeah.
Cut up? 50-year-old scream? Yeah. And yell and pound their fist and throw something? What was it over? Well, I'm sure they thought it was very significant. Just like the 3-year-old thought the balloon popping was a big deal. But if you could grow up, I said, if you could grow up and see it from God's perspective, you'd learn, as they say, not to sweat the small stuff. And you'd realize that all that stuff is small stuff. But it seems pretty big to me. Well, maybe, is that because it's so big, or is it because you're such a baby? It seems mighty big to me. Well, that balloon popping seemed mighty big to them. But it's not. And the more we grow up, the more it takes to shake us. The more it takes to ruffle us. Well, they talked about me. So, what does that mean? They talked about you. They're maligning my good name. They told on me I did that. And it ain't true. So, what is that in the big scheme of things? Y'all going to help me with this or not? Do I need to just close right now? Or? Can you take some more? Do you want to grow up? Do you care? What is a big indicator? Now see, what we're talking about is this second area. We're talking about love. Growing up in love is a huge part of growing up spiritually. And a big part of that is evidenced in what it takes to make you mad, to hurt you, to upset you. There's a lot of people, bless their hearts, they just wear their feelings on their sleeve. And they keep their shoes off and keep their feet out where people can step on them. And then they go, oh, you stepped on my toes. And they're used to people rushing around and go, oh, baby, did you hurt your toe? Uh-huh. Look. What does that mean? What does that mean? Babies. And the thing that confuses people is that sometimes these babies are in 60-year-old bodies. And by reason of time, should have grown up, but never did. Always getting hurt. Always getting hurt. And they perpetually live like this. That hurt me. You don't know how that hurt me. Well, is it because it was so terrible? Or because you can't take anything. How many know in a time of war, you can't have people out there in the field defending their homes and their country going, oh, I broke a nail. Oh, God. Oh. You got to have people that can bleed. And continue with broken bones. Did you hear me? Are you okay? Yeah, I'll be all right till we get this done. Leaving a trail. Not a baby. Does the scripture tell this? Endure hardness as a good soldier. You can take a punch. You can take a hit. And instead of folding up and crying like a 2-year-old, you wipe the blood off your face and you go, that's all right. That's all right. We ain't done. Let's go. Does it hurt? Yeah, but God's with me. I'll be fine. Let's get it done. Oh, friends, we need these kind of people in the church. Instead of people lining up to counsel with the pastor about their hurts. They hurt me. And people that are mature, when you come tell them what you're, what is it? What'd they do to you?
See?
It was right here. And you're thinking, that? Sometimes you want to say, get out of my office. I got stuff to do. But we got a whole society that has developed around fear of losing people. And so the ministry is taught to coddle all this. And they go, oh, baby, that is bad. Let me look at that skint knee again. Ooh, that's bad. No, we must grow up. Be able to take some stuff. Well, they said some stuff about me. So? What about it? When they hurt me. So? Can you take it or not? Are you a baby or not? This hadn't been taught enough. I've even had people tell me, well, my problem is, Brother Keith, I guess, I'm just different from other people. When I hear that, you know what I think? Pride, 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 pride. Moment I hear that, I know. What do you mean? I think I am. You ain't that different from other people. It's a lie. We're all experiencing the same temptations and trials, the Bible says. We all are. You can believe different if you want to. I guess I'm just different. You know, I guess. I think it's because I'm so sensitive spiritually that other people's words just pierce me, and just, I guess I'm so sensitive to the Spirit of God that it makes me so sensitive to other people. You're a baby, a little preemie baby playing with spiritual things. People who grow up spiritually are strong. I said they are strong. They can take some stuff. People can talk about them. People can hurt them. People can do them wrong. And they will forgive. They will forget. They will not let it hold them back and hinder them from doing their job. Did you hear me? Because they've grown up. I said they've grown up like the Master.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Perfect Man, Part 4, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603N. That's R1603N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.